Did you know that your state spends 1/6 of its annual state budget, $400 million a year, on its corrections department? I'm thinking, what kind of bullshit are they correcting? Are they fixing the roads today? Are they making a new stadium for the ball team? Are they getting us a new quarterback? Probably $400 million. We might be able to pay half his salary for a year. Speaking of football teams, what the fuck up with the Washington Redskins? Are you kidding me? Change that motherfucking name. It's the year 2000. I'm going to start a team called the New York Jewskins. The Alabama White Cracker motherfuckers. Anyway, $400 million a year. It costs $24,000 a year to incarcerate somebody in the state of Colorado. The state spends $4,748 per student, ranking Colorado 49th in the country in dollars spent per student. This is what I'm talking about, voting for issues and not candidates. Vote for the issues. Colorado has 14,000 people in college, 140,000 in prison. In our country, annually, we went from a country that in 1990 spent $9 billion a year on prisons and $24 billion a year on education in 1980. We have now gone to a country that spends $9 billion a year annually on education and $32 billion a year annually on the prison industry. Where is all this money going to? It's going to the Corrections Corporation of America. It's going to Wacken Hut. It's going to the companies that supply, Wacken Hut is a perfect name for a prison. It's going to all the corporations who supply the food, the bedding, the building of the prisons, the guards, which in California, a guard, prison guard, makes twice as much as a teacher. And at the same time, any students in here, college students, who has student loans to pay? This is the reason why you are going to go to school to pay off your student loans. And the thing that I have found on the Spitfire tour as I go around to college campuses, because most of these have been on college campuses, and I talk to students, and they say, you know, we're concerned about all these issues that you're talking about on stage, but frankly, when we get out of school, the first thing we're gonna do is go to find a job to pay off our motherfucking student loans. So we need to start reprioritizing things that are taking place in this country in terms of the prison industry. And the first thing that we can do is legalize vitamin M. There's a guy who I've befriended who's been on this tour part of the time. His name is Todd McCormick. He's currently facing 25 years in prison because he has had cancer since he was 2 years old. He's been smoking marijuana since he's 8. He got busted with 6,000 small marijuana plants. And in our state, we passed a state resolution to legalize marijuana, but federally they are trying to bust him and take him down. Bullshit. And he relayed an interesting story to me. He said that one time, he's gotten to know the DEA agents who are trying to put the case together against him. So one time he was in the offices, the same building where Larry Flint's offices are. And I think Larry's actually helping him with his defense. And he said that he was talking to the DEA agents, and he was sitting in the lobby reading a copy of Omni or some scientific magazine. He said, you know, you guys ever contemplate the universe? And the DEA agents looked at him like, and one of them spoke up and said, yeah, actually, I went to school and I studied astronomy. And so I have, you know. And he said, well, isn't it funny that you and I are sitting here trying to put me away forever for growing a seed that was created by this universe? And the dude just looked at him and said, yo, I'm just doing my job. And I find this to be a sickening reality of our country. There's a lot of people who are just doing their jobs, probably because they're trying to pay off their fucking student loans. Well, at day's arrival, one man at the table, he's eating cornflakes. He's checking out the paper. His brother walks in from a hard night's caper, half hung over and looking for his pager. What's in the news today? Did we find a savior? Well, nah, I'm just looking for some part-time labor. By the way, did you remember put the gas in my ride? Or must I remind you how I lost my last job? Chill, baby bro. You know you need to star. Trust me, baby bro. That's what Big Brother's for. I got interviews today. So don't even front about my broken gas gauge. By the way things are looking, it's a very good day. If I could ever find my wallet, I'd be on my way. Well, bigger brother steps to his girlfriend's place, and just then the phone rings. It was mom's to say, remind your big brother it's your cousin's birthday, and I'ma need a half dozen eggs for the cake. No problem, moms. I'll tell him later in the day, but now I can't find my wallet. I gotta go. I'm late. Well, back to the saga. The car wouldn't start up. There he goes. Now he's rolling like a baller. Out of the city and into the woods for a job with the hammer where the pay is good. Reaches in the back seat for his favorite tape. A condom from his brother's last date. Well, damn, my lazy no good brother. And just as he says it, the car starts to sputter and sputter until it outright stops. The gas tank empty. Not even a drop. I'm gonna choke that nigga when I reach my spot. 3 miles from no place, and now I gotta walk to the top of the hill and down again, round the bend, page my brother from the old fruit stand. The phone ring rings.
Yo, it's me, your big brother. I told you not to sweat me when I'm laying with my lover.
What? You punk ass broke motherfucker. I told you cut the crap when it came to my endeavors.
Chill, baby bro. And don't even start it. There's a gallon in the trunk, and if you need more, fart it. Well, some of my shit, along with your lost wallet, is in the glove box, kid. The mystery's solving. So take what's yours and leave mine's where you saw it. My baby's calling. I gotta go. Stay solid.
Well, so he hung up the phone in a rush to leave. I forgot to tell my brother about the cake recipe. Star 69, so he pushed it in. But by now, the bigger brother was pursuing some skin. The phone ring rings. Don't answer it. It's my baby brother calling, fucking with me again. So he beeped him back one, two more times. But he was already naked with his Valentine. Well, damn, I gots to get back to the ride. What the hell's going on with this day of mine? Once again, up the hill, down the other side. What the fuck's a cop doing snooping by my ride? Yo, officer, check it out. Everything is fine. See, I just ran out of gas, and I'm running out of time.
Well, slow down, boy. This ain't no race. I can tell you kind of people ain't from this place. Tell you what, turn around, put your hands on the hood, and you best act good, just like a good boy should.
Yo, officer, hold on. I'm speaking the truth. See, I'm just trying to get through to this here job interview.
Well, shut them lips, boy, and don't let them get no bigger. I'm gonna have to say I was attacked by a nigger. Now, if you want to make it through the morning with me, I suggest you wise up and show me valid ID.
Well, chill, man. All right. A problem, we solve it. My brother left my wallet in the glove box compartment.
All right. You can get it, but you don't move quick. Just remember, I'm behind you with a full up clip.
He opens up the box. And to their surprise, out pops the wallet and the bigger brother's nine. The cop shouts, freeze, raise your hands, kid. He reaches for the wallet and the cop goes, blam, damn. Pulp Fiction in the car. Another dead homie trying to find a job. Back at the crib. Bigger brother laying up and girlfriend says, well, maybe you should give your little brother a call. And don't forget, it's your cousin's birthday after all.
I will in a minute, please let me be. I think he left a message on my message machine.
Well, bigger brother, I'm gonna be home late. And I'm afraid that my day hasn't been great. Can I remind you, if it's not too late, to get a half a dozen eggs for the birthday cake?